Augustine. You have put salt in our mouths that we may thirst for you. Accordingly, two cities have been formed by two loves, the earthly by the love of self, even to the contempt of God, the heavenly by the love of God, even to the contempt of self. The former, in a word, glories in itself, the latter, in the Lord. For the one seeks glory from men, but the greatest glory of the other is God, the witness of conscience. The one lifts up its head in its own glory, the other says to its God, Thou art my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. In the one, the princes and the nations it subdues are ruled by the love of ruling, in the other, the princes and the subjects serve one another in love, the latter obeying, while the former take thought for all. The one delights in its own strength, represented in the persons of its rulers, the other says to its God, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. This is what comes, he says, of giving one's heart to anything but God. All human beings pass away. Do not let your happiness depend on something you may lose. If love is to be a blessing, not a misery, it must be for the only beloved who will never pass away. Thou hast made us for thyself. Cause, not the suffering, makes a genuine martyr. Boniface. The church is like a great ship being pounded by the waves of life's different stresses. Our duty is not to abandon ship, but to keep her on her course. Charles Chaput. Evil preaches tolerance until it is dominant, then it tries to silence good. Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Give me such love for God and men, as will blot out all hatred and bitterness. Donatist slogan. The servants of God are those who are hated by the world. Eusebius of Caesarea. So many suffered that the murderous axe was dulled, and the executioners grew weary. Franklin D. Roosevelt. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Fyodor Dostoevsky. Love all God's creation, the whole of it and every grain of sand. Love every leaf, every ray of God's light. If you love everything, you will perceive the divine mystery in all things. George Washington Carver. Fear of something is at the root of hate for others, and hate within will eventually destroy the hater. Keep your thoughts free from hate, and you need have no fear from those who hate you. The secret of my success? It is simple. It is found in the Bible. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs 3 verse 6. Howard F. Voss. Furthermore, in the counsels of divine justice, there seems to be a quota of iniquity that God permits before he punishes a people either in a minor way or by obliteration. Ignatius of Antioch. As children of the light of truth, flee from division and false teaching, where the shepherd is their follow, like sheep. Jameson Fawcett Brown. The infidel scoff, that the threatened judgment was so long in coming, it would not come at all, had by frequent repetition, come to be a proverb with them. This skeptical habit contemporary prophets testify to. Jerome. Our walls glitter with gold. Yet Christ is dying at our doors in the person of his poor. John Bunyan. Can a man believe in Christ and not be hated by the devil? Can he make a profession of this Christ, and that sweetly and convincingly, and the children of Satan hold their tongue? Can darkness agree with light? Or the devil endure that Christ Jesus should be honored both by faith and a heavenly conversation, and let that soul alone at quiet? Did ye never read that the dragon persecuteth the woman, RV 12:13, and that Christ saith, Ellen the world ye shall have tribulation, JN 16:33. In prayer, it is better to have a heart without words than words without a heart. Joan of Arc. You say that you are my judge, I do not know if you are, but take good heed not to judge me ill, because you would put yourself in great peril. Johannes Gutenberg. It is a press, certainly, but a press from which shall flow an inexhaustible streams through it, God will spread his word. A spring of truth shall flow from it, like a new star it shall scatter the darkness of ignorance, and cause a light heretofore unknown to shine amongst men. John Wesley. Unless God has raised you up for this very thing, you will be worn out by the opposition of men and devils. But if God be for you, who can be against you? Are all of them together stronger than God? Oh, be not weary of well-doing. If thy heart be as my heart, give me thy hand. John Wycliffe. I believe that in the end truth will conquer Jonah of the cross. If we are guided by divine scripture, we shall not err, for he who speaks in it is the Holy Spirit. Jonah of the cross. If we are guided by divine scripture, we shall not err, for he who speaks in it is the Holy Spirit. J.R.R. Tolkien. Lords and chieftains, to his side he summoned swift to hasten, their tryst keeping, true to Mordred, faithful in falsehood, foes of Arthur, lovers of treason, lightly purchased, followers of fortune, and freebooters. Dear she loved him, with love unyielding, lady ruthless, fair as fay woman and fell-minded, in the world walking for the woe of men. Treason trod their trumpets sounding. In power and pride, princess faithless, on shore their shields, shameless marshalled, their king betraying, Christ forsaking, to heathen might their hope turning. Leonard Ravenhill. People say, we want another Pentecost. I don't believe them for a minute. Pentecost in the New Testament is tied in with persecution, poverty, and prison. The early church was married to poverty, prisons, and persecution. Today, the church is married to prosperity, personality, and popularity. Lai Pao. When I was in the prison, I always remembered Daniel 12, talking about suffering on earth, receiving the reward in heaven. I wanted my life to be like the shining star for God, Daniel 12 verse 3. No matter what you may do to me, it will not stop me from sharing the message of salvation in this village. I know that for sure, that the more they persecute me, the more I will be rewarded by God, so I am not afraid to die. Actually, they are not our enemies. In the end, the one that forces people to persecute me is Satan. I cannot stay home without sharing the gospel, my heart would go out. That is why even until today, I am still an evangelist. Please pray for my health. Pray for my heart so that I can share the gospel with even more people than ever before. I am not afraid because I have God with me, and I pray to God, Lord, let me die serving you. Mark Twain. Courage is resistance to fear, mastery of fear, not absence of fear. Anger is an acid that can do more harm to the vessel in which it is stored than to anything on which it is poured. Matthew Henry. It is the kind messenger to take you from sin and sorrow, and to guide you to your Father's house. Médame Jean Guyon, French Quietist. It's impossible to love God without loving the cross, and a heart that delights in the cross finds the most bitter thing sweet. Medieval French peasant woman. I am a poor old woman who knows nothing, who cannot read. But in the church I see paradise painted, and hell where the damned broil. Michael Kruger. We're reminded, then, that we have much in common with the second century church. Therefore, there is much cause for hope. That weak, fledgling, persecuted church not only survived, but eventually spread across the empire and the entire world. That didn't happen because the early Christians abandoned these distinctives. It happened for precisely the opposite reason: they stayed faithful to them. If we in the modern church remain faithful to them, we can share in the same hope. Ronald Reagan. Within the covers of the Bible are the answers for all the problems men face. Thecla, early Christian. I have believed in the Son of God. For he alone is the end of slavation, and the basis of immortal life, for he is a refuge to the tempest-tossed, a solace to the afflicted, a shelter to the despairing. Thomas A. Kempis. Jesus now has many lovers of his heavenly kingdom, but few bearers of his cross. T.S. Eliot. A martyrdom is never the design of man, for the true martyr is he who has become the instrument of God, who has lost his will in the will of God, not lost it but found it, for he has found freedom in submission to God. The martyr no longer desires anything for himself, not even the glory of martyrdom. William Carey's motto. Expect great things from God, attempt great things for God. William Booth. Where there remains one darkened soul, without the light of God I'll fight. William Dunbar. Man, please thy Maker, and be merry. And give not for this world a cherry.